Number four, mixed groups factorial designs. Do effects depend upon the length of treatment? A lot of times, when we run our research, nice simple research, comparing treatment one and treatment two, we get the idea that shit didn't matter. Treatment one, treatment two, equivalent. Time course investigations. Let's stop and think. In order to run this study, we had to select one treatment duration. Right? Because everybody's going to be randomly assigned. They're going to be manipulated for a certain amount of time. Then we stop the study, measure the DV, collect the data, run the analysis, draw our conclusions. That's only one look at a time course. Maybe how good treatment one is depends upon how long you run it. Maybe how good treatment two is depends upon how long you run it. Maybe the difference between treatment one and treatment two depends on how long you run the both of them. Which leads us to mixed factorial designs. Here we've got treatment one and treatment two. A short-term study, say 16 weeks, and a medium-length study, say 40 weeks. We're going to have different people in treatment one and treatment two. That's the between groups part. We're going to collect data from the same people after 16 weeks and again after 40. And we may find different patterns. This, the green pattern of results, still isn't very exciting. But we did learn two things. From the earlier study, all we knew was, for a 16-week study, treatment one and treatment two are equivalent. In this study, we learned that after 40 weeks, they're still equivalent. We also see that additional treatment does help and that there's no interaction between treatment and time course. There's a lot more information in this study than in that one. Not really exciting, but more information than we had before. We replicated our basic effect. We found that more is better, and we found that more is equally better for the two kinds. Contrast that with how we would interpret these results. Notice that we replicate our basic results, but when we add the medium time duration, we see that treatment one shows an increase that treatment two doesn't over the additional time. Now also, there's an interaction between treatment duration and type of treatment. A lot of new information in this study. How about this one? Here we replicated our earlier results. And it shows that treatment one has an improvement with time, but treatment two has a substantial increase in time. Different patterns than the other two. We also may find this. Treatment one and treatment two over the short term don't matter. Over time, however, treatment one drives performance down and treatment two drives it up further. Each of these four potential patterns of data, and there are others, give us a different impression of treatment one versus treatment two. To really get a good look at treatment one versus treatment two, we need to embed it in a factorial design, not just look at it at a single treatment duration. And finally, using mixed groups designs to evaluate initial equivalence when random assignment is not possible. We've mentioned there's going to be a lot of times when you can't randomly assign people. Maybe it's because the technology isn't there, maybe ethics, maybe you just don't have the resources. So what we have here is, we know that in order to causally interpret the results of this study, we'd have to have initial equivalence. We can't always randomly assign and manipulate. So what can we do to help interpret the post-treatment differences? And the answer is, compare the groups before treatment as well. Using a mixed factorial design, we're able to look at both pre-treatment and post-treatment. Now in this earlier result, I'm sorry, let's do it this way. Look at the post. Just look at the post. If the only information you had was the post-treatment data, which does it look works better? Treatment one or treatment two?
One.
It's the only conclusion you can reach. Treatment 1 has a higher mean than treatment 2. You can worry about initial equivalence. You can fret over initial equivalence. You can point out that we should not causally interpret these results, but still you're showing people treatment 1 has a 40, treatment 2 has a 20. And they're going to say, oh, treatment 1 works better. when you collect the pretest data, because now treatment one and treatment two is between groups, and pre and post is within groups. When you include the pre-group, the pretest data, does it now look like treatment one does better than treatment two? Mm-hmm. Now wait, let me just make sure you understand what pretest means. Pretest data means we collected the DV before treatment began. So before we started to treat anybody, those people who happened to end up in treatment one were performing better than those people who happened to be assigned to treatment two. You with me? So before anything happened, the treatment one folks had a higher score than the treatment two folks. That's pre. When you take the pre-group data into account, do the post-test data still make you think the treatment one does better than treatment two? No, nothing happened. Okay. Why did treatment one end up better? They started out better. Not convincing evidence. How about this one? Does this make treatment one look good? I mean, come on, treatment one had a higher score than treatment two at post-test. Treatment two looks benign. Treatment one looks awful. Right? Okay. This doesn't look good in the context of that. How about this? This is a little tough. Now, treatment one does better than treatment two at post-test. Let's compare it to pre-test. Treatment one was doing better at pre-test than treatment two. Whoever ended up in here was better to start off than these. But these folks showed a 30-point increase. They only showed a 20-point increase. It's tempting to say that treatment one works better than treatment two. And it's better to do it on this evidence than on that. Now, this is as good as it gets. Notice that there is an initial equivalence. At pretest, the two groups are the same. At post-test, treatment one does better than treatment two. But as we've pointed out before, most studies are long-term, non-laboratory studies. All that we have to do to causally interpret these results is be able to argue that the only thing going on here is treatment one versus treatment two. That nothing else happened in any of these people's lives that might have produced a performance difference between the treatments. Yeah?
Why